First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Ed Weingold pays tribute to a late great actress.
In the 1960s, I had the good fortune to take acting classes taught by Olympia Dukakis, who would go on to win multiple awards. Her classes included theater games, like creating an opera with each actor in the class singing improvised lines into a libretto one at a time. "Don't playwright," she would caution. "Just respond to the previous line." The results were remarkable half-hour operettas. But the value was always in actors tuning their instruments so they embodied the moment. She was such a wise teacher. Another exercise was called waiting for the bus. The object was to create the reality of the inner life when facing the mundane. When the bus slows and then passes the stop with an expectant passenger left standing, what does that actor do that is not trite but truthful? Those with charisma have an entire inner life behind their eyes, and discerning audiences can be moved in ways that defy simple explanation. Olympia was such an artist. She was at home with Greek tragedy and comedy like Moonstruck and Tales of the City. A few years after that class, I had the thrill of hiring Olympia Dukakis, her husband Louis Zorich, and her brother Apollo to do Summer Stock in Sharon, Connecticut, Arthur Miller's The Price, and Eugene O'Neill's A Touch of the Poet. Alas for all of us, that bus stopped for her at age 89. I'm Ed Weingold.
Ed Weingold is a theater director and a writer. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.